listening to the Hellbent Podcast with Birdman.
Birdman.
And True Love.
True Love.
Tic Tac.
So disappointing.
And don't forget about Producer Breezy.
Hell's never been so hot.
What's up, bitches?
Woo!
Sorry, we got a little bit sidetracked watching Birdman pretend he was a Rock'em Sock'em robot with Tic Tac.
I watched Real Steel this weekend, yeah, so now I'm like, I'm gonna
work the body.
My head pops off.
I'm gonna work
off.
That pastry chef body.
That's 100% lab right there.
I'm surprised he can't fight back with those huge forearms.
Yeah, those pastry chef forearms.
I don't want to break them in half.
No, I guess that's true. You gotta hold back.
Yeah.
You can't go full force on an engineer when you've got pastry chef arms.
He goes to punch me back and his forearm just snaps. He's like,
it smells like almond.
You can see the fucking bone sticks out of his arm.
It smells like burning.
Is this good? This isn't good, right?
Is it? Ow. Ow. He's like plucking at it. Ow, that's a nerve. I can't handle that right now. Well, awesome, guys. Welcome to the Hellbent Podcast this week.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, and the Patriots won. Yeah. Oh, well, we're recording. We're recording. Wait, before the show. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm True Love.
Birdman.
Tic Tac.
Breezy.
And we're all here in the back of the Hellbent
back
studios.
Back in the studio. Yeah, it feels good, man.
It does feel good. It always feels good to go from the Fireside Studios to the Hellbent Studios, just because it's like, this is more home. And
It's intimate.
Yeah, and sounds better. We're pretty much all sitting on each other's laps.
Yeah, we're all naked right now, except for Breezy.
Physical.
But that's just because we don't want her to make us feel bad about being good looking.
I mean, we all didn't have to sit on the beanbag chair together. But I didn't want to stop it at all.
I'm the sandwich. I'm the meat.
Let's just rub around.
Where's your hand?
Fill it out and see.
It's between two pillows.
Those are my thighs.
Oh, you're a popping duck.
Is that why it's so wet?
Oh, Lord.
Woo!
Well, awesome. Yeah, like I said, welcome back. We had an eventful week on some of us. I don't think we're going to get to all of it on this show, maybe on story time. But yeah, how was your week, Tic Tac? What did you do this week?
Not a whole lot. Actually had a pretty non-eventful week, which was nice. I worked a shitload. My daughter punched me in the nuts. She headbutted me in the nuts.
That's my girl!
Has she been hanging out with Birdman and Breezy's dogs? Every time I walk through the door, I get hit in the nuts. Every time. Like, and today they didn't do it. No, today they didn't do it. I come down to the studio, I'm setting shit up, and one of them,
Drake,
one of them literally runs in. I'm like untangling the headphones, and I'm like, hey, dog. He jumps up, and then runs out. Like, it's like the other dogs dared him to do it. They're like, just go do it.
Do it. Do it.
That's this weird fucking thing where, like, he comes in, and he does it to everybody, but he always gets True in the balls. But he has this thing where he's just going to run, jump on you, and double kick off of you, and then just run away. Like, he doesn't want you to touch him.
It's so fucking weird.
And he always ends up double punching you in the balls, dude. And it's like, oh! And then he's fucking gone.
Jesus Christ.
Canines.
Yes.
But anyway, sorry. So your daughter kicked you punched you and headbutted you in the nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
We took my dogs to the vet to get their shots.
Yeah.
And my black lab, you know, he's such a badass, like, when other people comes by, because he always is so protective of us. But, like, we got him his shots, and as soon as we get him out of the car, because the vet person had to come to the car, because my other dog will fight any other dogs.
Right.
So, as soon as my lab sees the lady, he starts cowering and just pisses himself. And I felt bad. I'm like, dude.
So he knows that he was at the vet.
Yeah, because he had parvo when he was young, and he almost died.
I have that too.
Parvo. Full-blown parvo.
It's more serious than childhood AIDS.
Yeah, childhood AIDS. As opposed to adult onset full-blown AIDS.
I'm just saying. It's an epidemic.
Yeah.
But I felt so bad for him, and till, like, you know, he was standing in some of his pee, and as soon as she went to the other dog, he jumped on me. So I had all this dog piss on me. I'm like, now I don't feel bad.
Now go get your shots, bitch.
Yeah.
In fact, put him down.
And the other dog, he's so fucking stupid. He just stood there the whole time licking the girl's arm as she's jabbing him with a needle. I'm like, well, hey, I guess that's one way to do
it. It could be worse to get out the muzzle, and we have to muzzle my dog whenever we take him to the one who double punches everybody in the balls.
Yeah.
He has to be muzzled when he goes to the vet because they always try to take his temperature rectally. You know how they do that? No one touches his ass. But I can't touch his... I've tried. But we have to fucking muzzle him and hold him and like get four of us to hold him down.
You know what works for me is you let the doctor stick the thermometer up your ass first to show him it's okay.
If you insert the thermometer into your mouth and then feed it to the dog.
I take my
temperature. It's just like, you know, child camp for the two of us.
Yeah.
That's what we used to do to get over it.
I take my temperature rectally at least 3 times a day. At least. But instead of a thermometer, I use my fingers. I can tell.
Or an 8-inch cock.
Yeah. I'm not quite at 8 yet. Yeah. I'm trying hard.
An 8-inch cock.
I can do some more.
It had to be 8 inches. He's like, actually, right now I'm fucking squatting over a bowling pin.
Fat cats won't let me there anymore.
Yeah.
You keep on losing pins.
I can't go to 20.
He's like, don't worry, I'll reset them.
Oh, and here's your bowling ball.
He just does an even wider split in the fucking bowling ball.
Yeah, Boulevard Bowl won't let me back.
They're like, you should see how he greases the lane floors.
It's like a dog scooting on his butt.
Yes.
Your legs are sticking straight up.
Yeah.
We need more ginger juice on this floor.
I need to see me running through the thing. I'm like, here it comes! Alright, so anyway, so one dog was stupid.
Yeah.
And was licking the girl.
How the fuck did we get to that from the vet?
Yeah, I don't know.
Rectal thermometers and bowling pins.
Rectal thermometers.
8-inch cocks.
So that was pretty much my week. Just getting hit in the nuts, which I'm surprised my daughter could even, like,
She's got a future as a sniper, I can say.
Well, she's got little hands still, so, you know, it's easier.
She has small hands.
Yeah. So, those little fists of fury can find Tic Tacs anywhere.
Seriously. Yeah.
What about you, Brizzy?
I had a great week.
Yeah?
I went shopping for some new pants.
Yeah,
are those good? Nobody knows because the Thanksgiving episode got lost, but on Thanksgiving, my favorite pair of jeans ripped.
Right.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And I hate shopping, so...
Are those your new pants?
Yes, I got two pairs. I got corduroys, and I got some jeans.
I was going to ask if those were new pants, but then I was like, I don't want Birdman punching me thinking I'm checking his wife's ass out.
Sure, her ass looks good in those jeans.
They do. That's what I was going to say. I was like, are those new pants?
She was trying them on, and she's like, yeah, they're $100. And I was like, get them!
You're worth it!
But what's really awesome is...
But get them in my size so I can wear it too.
Yeah. They have them in my size. They're like low cut. You just see my like testicle hanging out on top of it.
You can see your ball fro.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Well, I didn't want to go
shopping. He works hard for his money.
Because I'm losing weight. So I don't want to like go spend money on jeans and have to get smaller ones anyway. But these are actually the size that I wore in high school. So I'm down to high school size.
Hell yeah, you are?
Yeah.
Woo! Congratulations. No, I mean, without sounding too creepy, your ass looks fantastic in those jeans. I was checking
it
out.
It's not creepy at all.
I was checking it out while you were pouring coffee, and then I had these daydreams. Never mind.
I was actually looking at the color myself.
I won't take it. He's like, I bet I could make frosting that color.
Tic Tac's like, I respect you. I don't.
Your eyes are up here, and that's all I look for.
Yeah, but her ass is funner to look at.
Yeah, but then True Love comes over and bends over in front of him, and his eyes just get all wide, staring at True's cornhole. He's like,
yeah!
it's like Looney Tunes.
His eyes go out. It's like, ooh, yeah.
True's like, my eyes are up here.
I made my choice.
Yeah, but your ass is funner to look at. I said that to a girl at LJ's one time. Well, Liquid Joe's. I don't work there anymore. Who gives a shit? But, like, she was wearing one of those shirts that has, like, the writing on the boobs, and her big old fake boobs were hanging out. And I was reading it, and she was like, excuse me, my eyes are up here. And I'm like, well, your boobs are way more fun to look at. Yeah. I walked away. She comes out. She's like, what? Is my face ugly or something? I'm like, I'm not saying it's not, and I'm not saying it is. Yeah. I'm just saying your boobs are way more fun to look at than your face. And she's just like,
oh. You're like, your boobs are less bitchy.
Your boobs don't talk better.
But it's, seriously, why do you wear those shirts with, like, the writing across the tits if you don't want people to read it, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucking dumb. Fucking or bitch. Have, like, low cut down to your belly button and be like, excuse me, I'm not a piece of meat. You can't look at me like that. Well, fuck you, you're naked.
Then she's, like, going back to her friends bragging. He's totally checking me off.
Yeah, well, the whole rest of the night, she, like, kept going up to the other bouncers and stuff and was like, is that guy, like, mad at me or something? Does he, like, hate me? Like, what's going on? And they're like, I think he's just sick of you, like, talking to him.
Yeah.
And she just, like, comes up, I'm sorry.
They were probably like, he likes dudes.
She's like, I'm sorry if I bugged you. I'm like, you didn't bug me, I was reading your shirt, and you fucking got mad at me for looking at your tits.
I'm sorry, I'm into drag. Like, it just reminded me of my girlfriend/boyfriend.
You just remind me so much of my first love.
RuPaul? RuPaul.
So anyway, Breezy, congratulations on the high school pants.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I wish I could get into my old high school pants, but... I'm not that motivated to lose, like, 60 pounds.
You break out the acid wash jeans.
You want to come to the next podcast dressed like AC Slater?
That'd be fun. You're a preppy.
Yeah, dude. That'd be fun. All right. So is that your week, Breeze?
Yeah, that was my whole week. Actually
that would make my week, too. That would make my week, for sure.
Good week.
Yeah.
It's a nice little week that we had there.
Nice little Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Birdman?
I had a pretty good week. I've worked a shitload, but I made some plans with Tic Tac. Tic Tac and I and our wives are going to be taking a chocolate class together. And so,
Hell yeah.
I know. It's his
game. I was going to say, thanks for the invite, assholes, but no, thank you for not inviting me, assholes.
It's going to get really awkward when Tic Tac and I are feeding each other chocolate on our fingertips and stuff. Why the wives are like,
balls.
Why are they doing it? We're in public. We're all, like, slapping each other with the spatulas and shit.
We'll do the ghost thing. Like, I'll be behind you and I'll roll chocolate.
I'm in there stirring the chocolate. He comes up behind me, fucking runs his hands along my forearm. I lean back and rest my head on his shoulder. He's singing. You're in the background singing Unchained Melody. And you're like, and time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine?
People are like, the class is over, and I'm still like,
you have to pay to be in here. Oh, I don't want to make chocolate. I'm making music.
I'm making love to you.
We're making
ear
love. Yeah. Everybody's watching us. It's like, it's okay. We're cousins.
We've done this for years. It's okay.
Our parents say the same thing.
Ooh, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's cool. When is that all going down? Because I expect
I think it's like next month or something, right?
Yeah.
Right on.
It's not for a little while.
Yeah, well, you let me know how that goes.
Well, I think you got to come, though, now. You got to sing the backup music.
I'm allergic to chocolate. I can't do it.
Why Tic Tac and I flirt with each other?
I totally would. That's the thing, is I would come and just do it. Anytime you guys did something weird, I'd just be like,
we've got fucking chocolate all
over.
Or
I'd just start singing, like, other love songs. Like, you know, you put your finger in his mouth with chocolate, and I'm like, and I have to if I'm performing.
We really need to start getting a video.
Oh, absolutely.
Player going while we sing, because we do the whole motions and shit.
Remember when I sung that song to you? Like, this is a little off subject, but it's funny as fuck because the song just reminded me of it. Like, when we were at Jack's house, and I got really fucked up. And so he's like, here, I'll carry you upstairs.
We were playing Three Man, and which is a great drinking game if you really want to fuck something. Have you ever played Three Man? It's a dice game. It's a cool game.
It's a dice game.
Yeah. But the best thing about it is, like, you could fucking team up with people and just gang up on someone and just get them fucking wasted. We decided to team up on Tic Tac. So you got, that was the night, right?
I got really fucked up.
You couldn't even get off the floor. That was the night that, like, when we were going to leave, like, I'm like, all right, let's get out of here. And my buddy Jack's like, well, are you going to take Tic Tac with you? Because he's curled up on the floor in the fetal position. And so I just grab his fucking belt and carry him like a suitcase.
And I go in the fetal position even more.
And I fucking get halfway up Jack's crazy-ass steep stairs and your belt breaks. And you go flat, falling down.
Face first. Yeah. Like, I just remember my head hitting every stair going, dup, dup,
dup. But the best part was, is at the bottom, Jack's sitting there, and he picks you up like fucking he's a, like, you're newlyweds, and starts carrying you up the stairs. That's when you sang the song, right?
Mm-hmm. Was it that song you were singing?
No, you were singing.
And he laughed. No, it was that song.
I thought it was the, did you ever know that you're my hero?
It's one of the two, but what made it so bad. It's like he was laughing so hard he fucking dropped me. So my head hit the fucking stairs again. I hear dump dump dump.
He was fucking swollen head. He's sleeping the entire car ride home, and I'm like, I hope he's okay.
He's probably got a concussion.
Yeah, probably got a concussion. It's good if you sleep off a concussion, right? Yeah,
absolutely. No, they've actually come out and said it's not a big deal if you sleep.
You could just fall.
If you can wake him up still, it's fine. If you can't wake him up, get him to a fucking hospital.
It's just bad that we punch him in the face to wake him up.
And you're like spamming his head against the ground. You're like, wake up!
You start pissing on me.
That works. Open up the car door and slide him out and slam the door on his head. Wakey, wakey.
He's still asleep. We probably ought to get him somewhere.
He just starts drooling.
Cheers. Oh, we haven't done cheers. We haven't done gentleman drinks in a while. We got to do that next time
well,
for sure.
It's 11 in the morning on Sunday.
Shut up! It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I know, but I got to go drive to a Super Bowl party. And fucking Jack Daniels.
I got to go to work. All I'm saying is
next week,
we
got to
do some
next podcast, guaranteed gentleman drinks.
Okay. Because I miss them. Okay. But cheers to Super Bowl Sunday.
Cheers to Bree's new pants.
Cheers, cheers to Bree's new fantastic ass looking pants.
Yeah.
And to everyone's shit. It was funny because when you were saying that, remember when I sang you that song? I thought you were saying you were singing it to him. And the only song that popped into my head was that the one by the Bloodhound Gang, the Ain't My Job to Fuck You on Your Birthday. Ain't My Job to Fuck You on Your Birthday anymore. Ain't My Job.
I thought it'd be
a lap dance was so much better when the stripper is crying. It totally is. You ever notice that? Too soon?
No.
It's like, perfect timing. Why did you pick Freebird as the song? Because it's fucking 13 minutes long, bitch.
I get my money.
Shut up. The guitar solo is about to start. My eyes are up here.
Yeah, but your boobs are out in my face.
You know?
But,
what were we talking about before that?
I think it's true.
Me and you making out.
Oh, yeah, you're doing the chocolate thing.
Yeah, the chocolate thing.
That's true.
And now we need to hear about True's week.
True, yeah. How was your week, True?
You had an exciting...
It was pretty eventful. I kept my job still. I'm still employed.
Whoa. We should cheers to
that. Cheers to that.
Congratulations.
It's been officially 2 months yesterday.
Are you now? You've been moved. Are you bartending now too, or are you doing bar?
I'm doing kind of both. Mostly bar backing still, but like when I work with certain bartenders, they're just like, "Go,
yeah,
do what you need to do." And I'm just slinging drinks all night. It's fun.
Yeah.
Tonight's gonna be crazy because it's Super Bowl Sunday. We got a whole roast pig, like a whole pig.
Oh no, shit,
dude! It scared the fucking piss out of me. I went in there the other day. It's in our beer cooler. I go in and it's a big old walk-in cooler, you know? Like, you know, you work in restaurants and stuff. Like, they've got racks and racks of, like, food and beer and all this shit. I walk in, I open it up, and there's this fucking pig sitting in there.
Yeah.
Just, like, staring at me. And I was like, wow, what the fuck?
And you reach around it and get a beer out of there.
No, seriously, I was like, what the fuck? Because I had to step over it to go get all the beer to put in the cooler in the actual bar, you know? And so I'm like... pull it out. I go in, I'm like, what the hell? And my boss can see, like, the cameras on his phone. Like, he has a thing. Yeah. And I walk in, he's just laughing his ass off because he saw me open. And then I'm like, like, freaking out, you know, like, you know, very animatedly with my arms and stuff like that. And he just laughing his ass off. He's like, I knew that would get somebody. I'm like, what, I'm the first one to react like that? He's like, yeah, you're pretty much the only one that's ever, like, jumped and screamed yeah. like a girl.
He's like, true, did you have to fuck the pig?
Right in the snout.
I was told to inseminate it. No, marinate it.
You're like, oh. You're like, and why did you have to do it face to face?
What did you?
I like to look a dead pig in the eyes when I'm fucking it.
Why did you have to get on bottom?
Yeah. I don't know. On bottom.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Score one for true love. No, but anyway, it's gonna be really fun. We got some good drink deals and like the pig. You know, it's going to be good. But, what, yeah, other than that, I got a tattoo.
Yes, I can see.
I got a tattoo that I think looks pretty sick. It says, I suck dick for money.
It's kind of weird to see, Hebrew. Like, one spot on your arm that has no hair and the rest is...
I know, right?
Red forest.
Hair. I know. Mm-hmm. It's where my red ferns grow. He was, like, shaving it, and he's like... I was like, oh, I should have shaved it for you. He's like, no, I like to do it and stuff. He's like... Shit, maybe you should have, because they only have like those one single yeah. blade things. He took like two of them to do it because my hair is so fucking thick. But
I usually, yeah, if I know I'm gonna get tattooed, I shave before. Well,
I wasn't anticipating it. I was at work.
Oh, and so he spur of the moment.
And he texted me, and he's like, "I'm bored. You want me to doodle on you?" I'm like, "Sure." So I just went over there, and he
busted a nut off his chest.
After he was finished,
no, not doodle.
He started tattooing me.
The doo-doo.
He doo-doo.
So
on
he's
me.
Like. Slapping you across the face with his dick, and then he's like, "All right, I think I'm gonna tattoo you now."
No, no, it was very impromptu. You know, him and I have gotten to be good friends, and I do a lot of print work and stuff for him for like business cards and flyers
right,
and all that
yeah.
shit. So he was just like, "I'm bored. You want to do this?" I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely." And that's Andrew at Hardcore Tattoo in Salt Lake City, just off 17 South on State Street.
He does really good work.
He does good work.
He does good work. You can see the pictures on my MySpace or on my Facebook. My MySpace.
MySpace. Wow. You guys, why isn't anybody going and checking out my site? I customized my page.
I haven't. Yeah. It's got cool skulls and crossbones.
He has
on.
Skulls in the background.
But no, on Facebook, just look up Jimmy True Love. You can see the new tattoo. But yeah, it was cool because I left work and I went and picked up my son, and then I came back and I was driving up to my house when Andrew texted me and was like, "Hey, you want a tattoo?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." I was talking to my son and I'm like, "Hey, you want to go watch me get a tattoo?" And he was like, "Hell yeah, I've been there for all your tattoos, you know, mm-hmm. like all two of them." But he's like, "Yeah, that'd be cool." So he's all sitting in the corner playing Angry Birds and stuff like that while I'm getting tattooed, and then he started getting really interested in it. Like, he put his phone down, comes over, and starts, like, looking. He's like, "Does that hurt?" And I'm like, "A little bit." He's like, "Is that blood?" And I'm like, "A little bit." And he's like, "I can't wait to get tattooed."
No.
Like, he was all getting all stoked about
that's
it.
That's next year.
But then it was funny because he kept on, like, asking Andrew questions about tattooing and stuff like that. He's like, "So where does the ink come from?" And Andrew's, like, showing him, like, he dips it in there and, you know, the tube sucks it up or whatever and all this stuff. And Andrew, the tattoo artist, is like, "You want to tattoo your dad?" And my son's like,
"What?"
Yeah, my son's like, "Can I?" And he's like, "Well, not tonight, because I need to finish this, but do you want to come in and tattoo him sometime?" And little man's like, "Absolutely."
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I'm like, "Wait, he can do that?" I'm like laying there like,
"Is this legal?
Is he able to?" And he's like, "Yeah, we'll just pull the tube up a little so the needle can't go in that far, you know, or whatever." And so
it's gonna be funny when you end up suing your son.
No, I'm like, "You little bastard, you ruined
for
my
an
leg.
Infection and shit."
But no, so yeah, on I have a schedule. I have an appointment scheduled, and I'm just gotta pay for the supplies. But on his birthday, he's gonna tattoo his name on me somewhere on my leg or something like that. So.
Cool.
That's actually
that's
really kind of awesome.
Cool.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be really
yeah.
cool. I know. I was like, who else can say that their 8-year-old son, well, at that time, 9-year-old son, has been able to tattoo? But yeah, Andrew told him to like go home and draw his name really cool, however he wants it, and then he can come and just do outlines and stuff, and then they can fill it in from there.
He's going to trace his hand on your spine.
You look at the tattoo, it says, "My dad sucks cock."
Where'd you learn those words? Can we be there when he does it so we can whisper in his ear? And I'm like, "Now remember, push the needle in really hard."
No, yeah, absolutely. You guys can come. It'll be on or around his birthday. I don't think it's on the 10th, which is his birthday, but I think it's
you're
right
like,
around there.
excuse me, I'd like to see more veins on that penis. Hey, just our artistic preference. I'm just, maybe it's just me.
No, like, going back to the, concur. Going back to the, my dad sucks cock. I'm like, where'd you learn that? And he's like, Mom told me to put it. Mom said that that's what you do. But, no, so I'm pretty excited about it. I think it'll be fun. Like, you know, I got my, you know, new tattoo that I didn't think I'd get for the next 40 years. I got a tattoo. I've got more plans still. But then, yeah, my boy's going to tattoo me next month. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it'll be fun.
That's fucking awesome.
Because no one else
awesome.
Can say that their kid has tattooed
him. No, that is cool.
Me.
That is cool.
So I'm pretty stoked on it. They gave him, they just let him doodle and stuff like that while they were there, and they put a pen inside one of the machines. Mm-hmm. You know how they have the practice machines and stuff? Yeah. Let him hold it and feel it and stuff. He's like, this is heavy. And they're like, yeah, you just have to go real slow. So he's like over the corner with a piece of paper, like going real slow, drawing his name out and stuff like that. And they're like, you're perfect, man. You'll do it. You'll
That's
do it really good.
Sad,
so,
dude.
If he gets into exciting. Tattooing, he's like, yeah, I've been tattooing since I was nine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was a funny thing, because after we left, we went to Smith so I could buy like the lotion and stuff like that. And we're sitting there, he's like, I think I figured out what I want to do when I grow up for a job. And I'm like, what's that? And he's like, I want to be a tattooist. And I'm like, oh, really? Why is that? And he's like, it just looks like so much fun. And I'm like, yeah, dude. Keep drawing, you know, do what you gotta do. Like, by all means.
Tattooing chicks' titties and shit like that? Are you kidding me?
You're gonna see so much tits and ass.
You're gonna see so much dick.
Yeah. Seriously, that's the dark side of it. You're gonna be tattooing balls. Are you okay tattooing balls? He's like, my dad has no problem with it.
The other day when I was at the shop, I was thinking about our friend that had the tattoo on his penis.
Oh, yeah.
The guns pointing down and then the bullet.
Yeah, T-bone?
Yeah, T-bone. Yeah, I haven't seen
the bullet. Yeah, like, what is that? What kind of bullet?
It's a miniature
22. It's a BB gun.
He's like, you know, play with my nipples a little bit and it'll grow to be a 50 cal.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
Prove I miss it. That son of a bitch.
Yeah, I gotta call him.
He got a hold of me on Facebook. I almost said MySpace again. On Facebook the other day. So. Hopefully we can all get together sometime.
Oh, yeah, I got to
talk to him in a while.
I fucking love him.
He's a good man.
He's cool as shit. He's gone through some shit. So.
That was funny about the tattoo when you were talking about getting the... Because you texted me during the tattoo. And
yeah.
So I was like...
I was texting everybody.
I was telling
you the tattoo.
It's
I'm
on
like,
your forearm.
Taking pictures of it and like sending it on Facebook and shit. I'm like... Shh, shh. And my artist is like, you need to hold a little more still. I'm like, sorry. I'm like...
I was worried, like, because it's where it's at your forearm and the work you do. I was like, you know, it's going to be, you got to be careful with that. It's, you know, high chance you can get an infection there and stuff like that. And I was like, and you were asking me what you use. And I was like, just get the ointment. And you were like the three-way, like the three-way lotion. And I was like, three-way lotion. I was like, they make lotion for that? I was like, I've never had a three-way before.
I'm like, no.
Two guys, one chick, or three guys, or I like how I get the
two guys, one dog.
I like how I get the homoerotic stuff out
or
first.
Two dogs,
or three chicks,
or two dogs, one guy. Who cares?
Yeah, two dogs, one.
No, but
or two guys, one dead pig.
I was driving. That was just me and the pig. I didn't want to bring anyone else into that. That's intimate. But, no, I was, like, I was driving and I was texting. I couldn't remember triple antibiotic ointment. So I'm like, three-way.
I just responded, LOL, I don't know about that.
I don't know what
just
that
means. Just get the fucking antiseptic or, you know.
Yeah, it was, like A&D or, like, triple antibiotic when I
Make
finally
sure
figured
it has
it
zinc
out.
In
like,
it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, then...
I think so.
Zinc.
Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't been tattooed.
Well, they have
for
the
like
stuff, and I think
years.
It's called. It was
That's
either between
for me too.
They have it either with zinc or they have it with Bactine or Bactine.
Yeah, Bactine.
And then my artist, your artist too, Tic Tac, told me that with the Bactine kind, they were getting a lot of people that were having reactions to it, so they recommend the zinc.
Well, it's weird because every tattoo artist has like a different aftercare for their everybody. Because this guy just told me to do like. You know, antibacterial soap and then like a fragrance-free like Jergens lotion or something like that, which I've got plenty of at home.
Yeah.
I buy it by the case at Costco, but you know,
your usual, true roasting a pig again. I just,
No, but my work is.
Exactly. Well, I like to use the antibiotic the week that you get, like a week, maybe week and a half after you get tattooed, and then just. As maintenance, use that
the lotion
every like twice a day just to keep
it. Well, that's what I did. I went and got the triple antibiotic.
Keep it out
of
the sun,
been doing
too.
It. Oh yeah, I always wear a hoodie or something like that, so I'm all good.
Yeah,
but I think it looks cool.
Yeah, I like how it says I suck dick. 100.
Yeah, guys like us, we're so pale and shit. We have to.
Yeah, no shit.
We have. It's hard for the ink to set in on our.
I'd fucking wear a parka on a sunny day to keep my tattoos good.
SPF 50 might as well be cooking oil.
But yeah, so that was pretty much my week. I mean, I worked a lot and. Yeah.
Good.
That's really all I did. I didn't do anything this week.
You know what? We all had good weeks. Pretty damn good week.
You don't have to repair anything. You don't have to dig anything up.
True fucked a pig.
True.
Hey, a female touched your private parts. Take that. It was your daughter, so we'll discuss the legal ramifications of that later.
As long as we don't say names, we're good to go.
Breezy is calling the authorities right now.
You're like, you're just outside talking to the cops. You're like, no, I didn't ask her to touch them. She punched me in them. They're like, yeah, we've heard that before.
They're like, well, you maybe shouldn't be waving it in her face. I have to. She's young right now. She has to know that daddy's got the biggest thing.
They're all swollen. I still can't see them. Exactly. Wait.
It's in there. Wait, right here? No.
Right no, to the to left. It. That's it.
Wait. Can you see it now?
That's it, Officer Friendly. That's where it is.
Did you see it? Did you see the pee go out?
Oh, man. Yeah, so it looks like we had a good week. Breezy got some fantastic ass pants. Tic Tac got punched in the nuts. You guys are going to a chocolate tasting thing.
We're
going to
make out like ghost.
Oh, one thing I
do. We should just do a video of that anyway, just to put up.
I'm down if you.
I like how we both look at each other. We're both drinking.
I'll just be in the background singing the whole time.
We look at each other in the eyes. I'm down.
Oh, yeah.
No, we'll do the thing where, like, I'll be in the background singing the whole time, and I'll come up and, like, I won't be there to you guys, but to me, I'll be, like, touching your face.
Yeah.
You're completely ignoring me.
You grab my arm and bring it
exactly.
Up next face.
Exactly.
And run it along.
But the whole time, I'll just be like, oh,
I'm going to be your conduit for movement. You guys just hold still, and I'm going to guide you to him. And just sing the whole time. It's like the... sounds hot.
I've got a boner thinking about it right now.
On a serious note, though, I am very, very proud of my wife. She's starting to run.
Oh, yes, she is.
And she's doing a fantastic job.
We've been in contact with her during her running, and so she's been getting some feedback from Breezy and stuff. We gave her a recommendation on shoes and everything, so she's kicking ass, man.
Yeah, I'm very proud of her.
You can tell, though. She's looking good.
Oh, yeah. Like, I always stare at her ass. I mean, but now that she's running,
you always stare at her ass.
You know, yeah, you should go, because, you know, maybe she doesn't have so much support in that bra while she's running, and things are going
to
be bouncing.
I've offered. She's shot me down.
Okay.
You wouldn't be able
That's
to.
That's funny. She's letting me go.
She's like, I know, I could keep She's like, I would let you run with me, but you run like you're a retarded kid running away from
the You look like you're having a seizure when you run.
As soon as Tic Tac takes a step, his shin breaks and the phone comes out.
Why can't my legs be as strong as my forearms?
It hurts when I jog. It's fucking late.
Is this bad? Is that bouncing out bad?
Here, I'll try to use the other leg now.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, so we had good weeks and stuff like that. It looks like we've got some... Oh, God.
It's time for...
Oh,
Breezy, what's...
Oh.
Why don't you go ahead and leave this one?
Well, you guys should know this shit.
Oh, God.
And I'm kind of disappointed.
I would be too.
You know, hand us our answers.
Okay.
She's like, this leads me to my...
I'm not surprised that you're disappointed.
She's like, this leads me to my announcement. I'm leaving you, Birdman.
Yeah.
I'm really...
I knew... We all knew this was going to happen.
It was all hinging on this test.
Fine. Leave the ass pants.
Wait.
I'll wear them.
Before you leave, let me take a picture of your ass, please. All right,
okay,
so we've
got,
go for
you
it.
Guys should know this shit.
No,
okay.
We shouldn't.
Remember this fun little game. So we got three questions, and I had the guys fill out their answers before the show so they couldn't cheat or anything or change their answers.
Yeah.
God, I wish they could cheat.
No shit.
Not me. You guys got them wrong.
All right, so the first question, I want to know who's the current Vice President of the United States of America, and who was the previous Vice President of the United States of America? So let's start with True. current vice president and the previous?
Current vice president is, and I say this with confidence, John McCain.
Hey, what's your answer, Birdman?
Tic Tac.
And the previous?
Yep, he put Tic Tac.
Previous?
Previous Dick Cheney.
Hey, Tic Tac. Current?
I never said my previous.
I said Joe Biden.
And previous?
The fucker who accidentally shot someone in the, on the hunting trip.
That's Cheney. That's correct.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
of those were correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was sitting there picturing Biden's face the whole fucking time, but I couldn't think of his name.
Wait, am I right?
Okay, so
you're right on
current,
both.
Current vice president is Joe Biden.
Holy Jesus shit. Christ.
Hey, who did you... True did not say his previous, but I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, previous. True.
Yeah, I put Dick Cheney too.
Al Gore?
Yeah, I put Al Gore for that one. So John McCain is the current, Al Gore was previous. I stand by it 100%, which is
my final answer.
And it was Joe Biden and Dick Cheney.
Damn it!
So everybody,
Tic Tac got the full point.
We'll say half a point.
No, he gets the full point.
I say half.
Okay, half. No, he gets 3/4 of the point.
It's a 2-point question,
yeah.
right?
We'll say you get 1.5 points for a 2-point question.
I accept that.
I accept that.
At least you knew.
Or if he gets
I
half,
didn't know the name.
I should
I
be pushing for half
yeah,
because...
Exactly.
I should be pushing for half, right? Because then he'd tie me, right? Dick Cheney.
Well,
he
got 1.5. You got half.
Okay.
Dick Cheney's... Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you got half a point.
Yeah.
True got 0.
Mm-hmm.
You got half a point.
Which I don't
right
understand.
True and I are behind Tic Tac.
That's
okay.
a sad.
That's sad.
Sad state.
Wait, you're behind Tic Tac? That's how it always is.
Just where I like to be.
That's true, because I'd rather be behind than in front.
Well, I prefer on top.
I go on bottom.
Tic Tac's a very good power bottom.
I go on bottom. Tic Tac, pigs, I don't give
dirty.
A shit.
Oh, shit.
All right.
All right.
Does my
okay. Question number 2. What city is the capital of Alaska?
Oh, God.
Okay, I couldn't even think
you
of
have a
cities in Alaska,
you,
so I had to, like,
you have
describe
a sentence.
It.
Yeah,
well, it's a run-on sentence.
I can't spell.
It's not right.
True's got a sentence as his answer.
Well, it's because I literally still, I can't think of a name
okay.
of a city in Alaska. I was thinking, like, Halifax, but I'm like, no, that's, like, Finland or something like that.
Isn't that in Nova Scotia?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
what?
That's what I'm saying. It's somewhere else.
I just blacked out what happened.
So, the Canada's,
chief export is...
the city... What city is the capital of Alaska? I put that place where Sarah Palin's daughter got pregnant by that dude that was in Playgirl.
Kay.
Does that give him a half point?
Birdman, what's yours?
It's funny. I wrote Juneau, crossed it out, wrote Anchorage 4 times, different spelling, crossed all those out, and then wrote Juneau again.
I forgot about those cities.
Okay, and then Tic Tac, what's your answer?
Anchorage.
Okay. So, while you guys were talking, since I knew your answers, I wanted to say, True, Sarah Palin is from Wasilla, Alaska.
Right, the capital.
Okay. her daughter
son
Bristol, met that one guy, Levi.
Yeah.
At high school in Juneau.
Okay.
And then when she was pregnant, she kind of lived in Anchorage.
Yeah, so I encompass the whole state. We're good.
So,
what was the correct answer?
Correct answer is Juneau.
Oh! Man, I almost went with Anchorage, too.
I know. I was like,
so.
So, Tic Tac gets 0. Birdman gets 1. True.
Get 0!
I'm going to get a quarter of a
we
point.
We are
I'll
tied.
Get a quarter. I get 0.15 of a point.
So,
0.25 of a point.
You're,
so,
yeah.
Birdman no. and I are tied right now at 1.5.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And True Love's got...
It's a race to the finish.
0.25 of a point.
All right.
Just like my dick size.
0.25
of normal.
Because the last question, we kind of like to have a little bit of fun, make it a little tricky.
I nailed this one.
So...
Only because I helped my son with homework yesterday.
Oh.
No,
great.
He helped you.
Oh. Shut the fuck up.
With
I'm trying to get my GED.
With True's homework?
Wah, wah. My son passed the GED. I didn't. He's 8.
All right. There's 7 months. January, March, May, July, August, October, and December. Those are all the months that have 31 days.
Right.
So I want to know how many months have 30 days?
Four.
What's your answer, Birdman?
True love says four.
What's your answer, Tic Tac?
Four.
So everybody says four.
Or was it three?
No, it's four.
Is it four?
Okay, so there's 12 months in a year. 12 months in a year.
Really?
Seven of those months have 31 days.
Right.
February either has 28 or 29 days, so we don't count February.
Right.
And then there's four that have 30 days. However,
wait a minute. What?
The 7 months that have 31 days also have 30 days.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So the answer is 11.
Cocksucker!
Wait a minute.
I did not ask.
That's true.
How many months have exactly 30 days?
We all lost.
I said, how many months have 30 days?
You're a real bitch.
My God damn it! You take those pants off, I'm returning them!
Well, this
real.
Is...
No, seriously, take this off right now.
This has been Hellbent Podcast for the week. There's a domestic dispute about to go down, so Tic Tac and I are going.
I'm bleeding.
Fuck this. I'm watching.
Sorry.
You're gonna watch Breezy kick my ass.
I mean, I get queasy when there's man on girl blood and girl on man blood.
So we all got that one wrong.
Yes.
So we have a two-way tie.
Yes. 1.5 points to
Hey, at least I got a quarter of a point.
Okay. We settle this the old Navy way.
First one to die loses.
Or we settle this the old gay way. We both jack off at the same time. First one to blow their load first loses.
We always tie on that.
Good point.
We don't even get the zippers down.
There's just a state. So
after we wake up,
hello darkness, my old friend.
We spoon together for half an hour. Wake up, and then we're like, so what are we going to do now?
We're kind of hungry. Let's eat some chocolate.
Time goes by.
Why does everything we do in this one go back to fucking chocolate?
Chocolate.
And spooning. That's the name of the episode. Chocolate and...
Chocolate spooning.
I think it should be called Unchained Melody.
Unchained chocolate spooning.
Whatever. You say potato, I say let's...
Unchained homosexuality.
Done and done. Unchained homosexuality. All right, well, it doesn't look like we have too much time left. We're at 45 minutes now, so do we have time to get through a text from assholes in the I Nevers, or should we just say I Nevers and then go to a...
I Nevers.
And then just
let's
it
do
out.
Some I Nevers, yeah.
We don't.
Although I could do one single text from assholes that is related to my how's my week.
Okay, go for it.
So Tic Tac and I were texting about the chocolate class. Let me find it here.
Oh God.
And let me find it. So we were basically going through details on. He was asking me if I want to take the chocolate class. I responded, sweet. Tic Tac responds, February 13th is the first class, and the next one is in April. I said, is it the chocolate class? He said, yes, it is the intro class. And I told him, cool, Breezy and I are down. He said, sweet, I think it will be a lot of fun. I responded, I know it will. I'm going to feed you chocolate off of my dick. Tic Tac responds, so just a small dot? I respond, yeah, but at least it'll be black.
So that's my text from assholes.
There you go. There you go. That's a good one. And I'm not offended that you didn't invite me, so don't worry about it.
Well, you're already coming, though. You have to sing backup.
I'm not going to go and sing.
Why?
Because I just feel retarded there.
Don't feel retarded.
Well, welcome to the crew.
Where's this thing at?
Don't feel retarded.
Orson and Giggy.
And that would be...
West Temple and like 3500 South or some shit.
It's a big, I guess,
cooking warehouse.
Supply warehouse.
It's like Costco for chefs.
I really will come and just sing the whole time. I don't
know.
No,
I think you should come with us.
Would they make me pay for like the class or whatever?
Well, they have...
Like, it's funny because he's like, well, I'm pretty upset I didn't get invited. It's like... Tic Tac and I were making plans to do a fucking chocolate class together.
the last thing on our mind was like, hey, let's go invite all our friends and let them know that we're taking a chocolate class together. We're like,
I'm totally kidding. Let's I literally keep this can't
between
eat
us
chocolate.
And our wives.
No, it's totally fine. I can't eat chocolate. It makes me sick. Like, I think I have an allergy to it a little bit or something.
Maybe the cocoa.
Because whenever I eat it,
the cacao.
I don't know what it is.
You're like, whenever I eat it, my dick swells up.
I'd eat it more often.
Yeah, if that was the case, I'd eat it a lot.
My wife makes me eat it.
No, I really can't. But honestly, I think it would be kind of fun if I did just show up and just start singing all this stuff all the time. But I don't want to, like,
just sing and we're like really serious during the class, yeah. And we're melting the chocolate and everything, and you're back there just singing in the back. Who's that? That's our backup singer.
That's our backup dancer. No, that'll be fun. I expect a full report on this, and I expect pictures of you guys like feeding each other stuff for the website for sure.
No problem.
All right, well, let's get to some I Nevers. We'll finish this episode up because it's Super Bowl Sunday. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Want me? I'll go first.
You
want
to go first?
I'll go first.
Cool.
So, I've never gotten a tattoo before.
Fuck you. Yes, you have.
Hand me another beer.
I think Breezy did that one earlier, saying I've never gotten a tattoo, and all of us had a drink.
Oh yeah, Breezy did do that one. You have to play a different one.
You have to drink 3 beers right now.
I'll just keep.
So come up with a new one, but we will. In the meantime, we'll still drink.
Yeah, Breezy, go for it.
I have never driven a stick shift vehicle.
Okay.
Are we talking about masturbation? Mm.
No.
Yeah, she hasn't done that either.
Don't fucking spit on me!
I got it. We saved it. We're good.
Get a facial full of Bud Light.
It's like on Jimmy Fallon when they do the spit takes. Have you ever seen that?
Uh-uh. I miss those in movies, though.
Yeah, me
too. We never see a spit take anymore.
They do it where, like, they'll have two guys from the audience
come up. Not even in
porn. Yeah, they've stopped doing that lately. It spreads AIDS and other diseases. But no, like, on Jimmy Fallon, they'll have, like, two
child
people.
Child onset AIDS.
Child-based. And
yeah. Based.
But people, two people from the audience come up, and total strangers, and they'll have one guy be the spitter and one guy be the joke teller. And they'll be like, so the guy will be like, you know, your mama, I said Bahamas. And the guy has to, like, take a mouthful of water and just spit it all over their faces. It's so funny. Anyway, that was retarded.
Anyway.
So was I the only one that didn't drink on that one?
Yeah, so Tic Tac, Birdman, and True all drank.
What was it? Oh, the stick shift thing,
yeah. Driven the stick shift.
All right, do you have a new one yet?
Yeah, sure.
I have... It's not more like I have never... I have not masturbated in the last 2 days.
Just True and Birdman?
Well, my blow-up doll.
Is that why you're so bitchy today, Tic Tac?
Fuck you!
I got punched in the balls by my daughter, remember?
No,
I just can't get
tender.
Hard anymore. Yeah.
No, the other night, I couldn't sleep, so I took some Valium and my cough syrup with codeine. And if that didn't work,
so you've been asleep for... I've been in a coma the last 2 days, that's the only reason...
Oh, man.
This is why I'm probably getting fired from work. Yeah, my blow-up doll popped, so I had to use my hand this time.
That bitch, so unreliable.
I mean, I've patched her up so many times. I take care of her. Oh, she just doesn't like to stay inflated.
Damn her.
Yeah. Mm.
So right. Who's next?
Okay, so I got a list of them. What one will I go with today? I have never passed out from smoking weed.
All the guys drank on that one?
So, Tic Tac, Birdman, True, we all. Unfortunately, I'm not much of a... I never was much of a ganja smoker.
Me neither.
So, whenever I did and Tic Tac or somebody would have the good shit, I'd fucking be out. Like,
oh, me too.
Like,
seriously.
5 minutes later, they're tucking me in.
That's how I am, too. I'm... rarely smoke, and I rarely ever have smoked, but sometimes I'll do it, and I'll just, like, get blitzed, and then it reminds me I don't like smoking anymore, but then I just do it again anyway. Mm. I've gotten a little bit more into it lately since, you know, I've been hanging out with people that do all the time and stuff,
right.
So it's like, and, like, you know, it's like, oh my god, I pass out every time. Like, I just want to go to bed. Other people are like, I'm ready to go. Let's party. And I'm just like, I'm going to fucking fall asleep right here.
I want a Twinkie, and I want to fall asleep.
I never thought that was real, like the Munchies thing or anything like that, because never really got it. But, oh, my God, I went to town on a 12-inch sub the other day after I smoked.
You swallowed it whole?
Not even whole. I put it directly up my ass.
He's like, he just holds his hand still and pushes the back of his head.
no gag reflex.
No, but here's the thing is, I was up in Bountiful, went to Subway because they have a 24-hour Subway, got a 12-inch Subway, ate the whole thing, and then I was like, I'm still fucking hungry. So they also have a 24-hour McDonald's up there. So I got like two double cheeseburgers, fucking like two chicken sandwiches, all this shit. Ate it all in one night. And then the morning, I felt like shit, obviously.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, I gotta stop smoking weed.
I've noticed that. Like, I get the beer munchies, too.
Oh, I want to
drink beer all day. And
beer's worse. Yeah. Like, I never really got the weed munchies. But I got beer munchies like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I get it too with beer for sure.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I always want like greasy food when I drink beer.
Yeah, always. You always end up getting like fucking pizza or
pizza
something.
Or wings or like some greasy.
Or just got a homeless guy just for some. Wait.
Yeah.
What?
No, don't worry.
No, we're right here.
Us three, we're in a circle of trust.
Well, I thought we
had a trust tree with the
exactly.
I wanted a Slurpee. I just had a, you know, suck it off.
Close
my
eyes.
Close my eyes.
Yeah, I had to do that at Scouts once for a badge. And never got the badge, though.
That's fucked up.
Drew's face is like...
I was just trying to remember if I ever did that for Scouts, but I think
he's
the Scouts...
Like,
I think
he's
the Scout
like, master, my roommate was your Scout leader.
I was trying to think if I ever had to do that for Scouts, but I realized that it was a Scout leader... They did that to me, and they just gave me all my merit badges to keep my mouth shut.
The no snitch badge.
No, it was every badge. She's like, you got your Eagle Scout, man. I'm like, I'm 9 years old. Congratulations. It's awesome. I'm like,
youngest ever.
Now I can finally get my driver's license. There you go, Mom.
From then on, you're like, you know, you end up at like some disaster, like an earthquake hits, and you're like, it's okay, I'm an Eagle Scout. And you just start sucking some guy off.
I know what to do.
Wait, what are you doing? Well, I am feeling a little bit better.
This is what my scout leader taught me to do every scout meeting ever. Oh, man. Perverted old scout leaders.
So
good times.
We all did.
Drew's got one.
Yeah.
I have never had a son that I have recently found out is racist. I guess I can't really say racist, but insensitive to needs.
Insensitive to needs?
Yeah.
You're going to have to expand on that.
Well, first I have to drink because I do have a son that
is
insensitive to needs.
True's the only one with a son in here, right, Breezy? Just making sure.
She
starts drinking.
For the next, 7 months.
What's his name? You're like, Carlos?
Carlos? You're like, why Carlos? You're like, and Antoine.
No! No!
Ramon. And Steven.
You should Steven. See Steven.
What?
He's got red hair.
No! That's the worst one!
Why would you bring that devil spot into our eyes?
No, but yeah, so I picked up my boy from daycare the other day, and he comes out, and he was just, like, laughing his ass off in the car, and I'm like, what are you talking, you know, what's wrong? And he's like, I can't even talk about it right now, and I'm like, okay, just tell me what's up, you know, like, I like to hear jokes, I like to hear some funny things, you know, and he's like, okay, so there's this black kid that's in this daycare with me, and he's new. He comes up to me and he's like making all these weird noises. And he's like, it's the weirdest thing, but the dude's deaf. And I'm like, so you're, and he's like, and all we did was just yell back at him. Like him and his friends, like my son and his friends would yell back at this deaf kid, black deaf kid, to be honest with you, just like yell noises. And the kid would start laughing and they start laughing and stuff like that. And he's like, I think I'm just going to keep doing it until he tells me to stop. And I'm like, what if he can't tell you to stop? He's like, no. He knows sign language. He'll tell me to stop. And I'm like, do you know sign language? He's like, no. And I don't want to learn it because I don't want to stop.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you little son of a bitch.
Whoa.
The neck. It's going to be great. You're the next I Never is like, I don't have a kid who got beaten up by a deaf black kid. I knew it was going to happen.
He took out his cochlear implant and strangled my son with it.
I mean, one sense goes away and the other's heightened. Kid's probably fucking stronger than the bear.
Oh, and you know he can fight. Well, he's black. Black bears. Black bears. It all makes sense. And I hear bears can't hear very well.
Yeah. So not only is your son racist, but he's got something against people with disabilities.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So when are you guys moving back to Boston?
2013.
Yeah, fuck, you can run for mayor out there now.
I'm taking Mitt Romney's place.
My fellow Bostonians!
No, we're going back this summer. We're going to go see a Red Sox game this
Not only am I redheaded and horribly racist, but I have a son who is also... And they're like, put him in office!
No, we're going back this summer. We're going to go see a Red Sox game. It'll be fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I got some good deals on tickets, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, that was I Nevers.
That was I Nevers.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. That was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good.
Good insight on my demon spawn. But yeah, so any other announcements? Anything else we need to talk about today? We good? We're pretty much right on time. So
I think we're good, man. That was fun.
That was a good one for sure. It's nice to be back in Hillbank Studios. We'll do this again next week for sure, and we'll get a story time recorded sometime this week as well.
Exactly.
To help out, because I've gotten some good responses from that. People like having the beginning of the week Hellbent podcast and the midweek little retainer to get them through until the next one. So that's kind of nice. So keep on sending us your topics, emails.
Thank you for listening.
Advice. Yeah, thanks for listening.
And remember, Tic Tac loves you more than the rest of these guys.
I love you more than Friends with Benefits, so fuck you. Exactly.
I love you more.
He's like, I love you more than the dead pig.
I love you.
No, I'll never love anything as much as that dead pig. That was wonderful.
And we have a bunch of one-uppers.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Also, not to throw anything out there too early, it's very possible, though, that I might be getting some kind of, like, fun stuff to give away. T-shirts, hats, stuff like that I'm working on a deal with right now.
I have a bunch of used Hondas for sale.
No, it's Hellbent gear. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I'm working on it right now.
Why don't you give the host some Hellbent gear before we start giving the list?
Yeah. Yeah, all I got from you is crabs. All right,
but I want
yeah, I guess we'd be
too.
That guy, right?
Yeah, that's like when I was in a band. If I would wear like a Dirty Copper T-shirt up on stage, it's just not.
But you
cool.
would all the time.
I never did. Eric did.
I still wear my Dirty Copper T-shirt.
So does because you're a fan, and it's awesome.
No, I wouldn't go.
You're
that
supposed
far,
to wear fans. You're supposed to wear shirts of bands that you admire. If you're like the singer of a band, you're supposed
to
pimp other people, not be like, "Watch me, you know, look at me."
Well, it's not like anybody would notice. They'd be like, "What the fuck is Hellbent?" Like,
yeah, no, exactly. But that's the reason why I've been looking into it, because I've had people like be like, "Do you guys have anything like T-shirts, hats? You know, like."
How about condoms?
Stuff like that? Dude,
we'll do a Tic Tac condom, and it's one of those finger bandages.
One of those finger cots? Absolutely. Yeah, yeah no, but I've had people request, like, lighters with Hellbent on it, like, shit like that. Like, so I'm.
Wow.
I got that all in the
fucking,
works right
we're
now.
Not made of money. We True might, is on this podcast.
It's not,
we might autograph it.
No, that'd be sick.
No, we would totally autograph it.
It would be sick.
All
oh, fuck
saying,
yeah.
I'll autograph
it.
That's my autograph.
Dude. All I'm saying is I have hookups in the printing departments.
There's just a dot on there, a silver dot. Yeah, Tic Tac dipped his dick in silver paint and touched it.
Really?
Okay.
No, my roommate does printing and stuff like that, and I've been talking to him a lot about it, and it's...
Yeah.
It's going to be
Hell yeah.
It's gonna be cheap and easy, and we can pretty much print to order and stuff, but I've had a lot of people asking about like shirts and shit like that, and... It's cool. One of our listeners down in Vegas is like, every day she posts something about our show and shit like that. And it's just,
yeah,
you know, she's helping pimp it. And if I can get her some shirts or something to hand out
Fuck
and some
yeah.
other shit, you know,
yeah.
I might as well.
We love
you know?
That she listens.
She's fucking funny.
Anybody
shit,
out
man.
Of state, just crazy that people out of state listen to us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
like
we love
Jay
you.
From Wisconsin.
We love you.
Wisconsin.
Jay's from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah,
Fuck
no,
yeah,
this dude did you read the post on my Facebook where he's like, the Hellbent podcast is like NPR, only instead of vomiting from boredom, I vomit from laughing too hard. Like, yeah, buddy!
Oh, yeah.
That made me happy, but...
I fucking love Wisconsin.
Anyway, so,
good
yeah, we'll keep you posted on all that shit.
Good cheese.
Cheesehead. As always, we've got to thank our sponsors. We've got Cooney's Customs. They build custom choppers and motorcycles. fucking phenomenal product. If you've got any wants, desires, needs, if you want to just go check out the bikes, check out the guys, whatever you need to do, it's 8585 South State in Salt Lake City. Just go in there for any of your motorcycle needs, desires, wants, sexual fantasies, anything that you can, anything you can imagine. Go in there, and I'm sure that Cooney will help you and hook you up. Also, we got to thank GentsClubMagazine.com, guys. If you're looking for something fun to look at, by all means, go to that website, GentsClubMagazine.com. If you can't read, it doesn't matter because they do have articles, but it's more fun to look at the pictures anyway, right? Especially for dyslexic like me. Anyway, give them all a look. Cooney's Customs, 8585 South State. They're also on Facebook. Look up gentsclubmagazine.com. They're also on Facebook as well. Like them and tell them where you heard about them. Hellbent Podcast, baby.
We'll keep you posting all that shit. Look us up on Facebook. You got Hellbent Breezy on Facebook, Hellbent Tic Tac, and Hellbent Birdman. Look me up at Jimmy True Love or just Hellbent Podcast. We got a Facebook page. And,
We fucking love you.
Love you guys. Have a good night and enjoy this song. Come on.
Poster, she showed her.